All right. Okay. We need some feedback from good. Thank you for directing, Kim. Yeah. GlossyCast 366. We got the live feed going. I don't think there's any chiming in the background. Can you hear us? Oh, that was Jimmy says, can you hear us?
Well, that's you. It's under your name.
I appreciate it.
You're asking yourself.
Doing a good job. So we have Dylan with us from Pigeon Cove Ferments. He's got his kombucha. Two flavors. I didn't realize there was two flavors.
Go back. I have a lot of different flavors.
A lot of different flavors. We're going to talk about that. He also has his kimchi.
No, I brought, so we've done the daikon kelp in years past. This is sort of our first year doing a lot of it. And this is a very popular flavor. And I also brought two other sort of one-off flavors that I just wanted to showcase today. Uh-huh. One that we worked with Aster Bee Flowers. Aster Bee is a florist over in Essex.
Right
on the border of like Essex or Ipswich. She supplied us with edible flowers. Oh. So it's basically just a plain sauerkraut with a bunch of like flower petals in it. It's cool. This is a fun.
Wow. So we're going to taste all this stuff today.
Any marijuana in that?
Aster Bee.
Not this bad.
Not this bad.
Aster Bee did the flowers for Olivia's wedding.
Oh, wow. There you go. Oh, I think I know where that place is. Is it, they have a greenhouse?
Yeah. It's off 133.
Just before you make the turn there.
Yep.
Brendan McCarthy's with us.
Hey, Brendan.
Second time on the podcast.
Yes.
So we can't call him a podcast, but we don't have any virgins here today.
No virgins. No.
Chris McCarthy's with us.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Gloucester. And Joe, happy birthday.
Thank you very much. We have treats for my birthday.
Yeah, look at this.
Oh, we're going to go around and do the introduction. Jimmy is behind the board. He's if anybody else has any questions, you type them in. Jimmy's going to answer the questions so I can stay focused.
Oh, good.
Kim Smith is with us.
Good morning, Gloucester.
I didn't get your show notes, but at the end, you just let me.
We'll talk about the hawk that was.
Oh, the red-tailed hawk.
Red-tailed hawk, right on your lobster.
You can see it on the back floor.
And he jumped. Yeah, me too. Oh, and he jumped into a lobster pot.
Did he? Okay, well, you know what? Yeah. Do you know why the red-tailed hawk has been around so much? Is because the lobster pots are like bird nests. Yeah. So these little sparrows, are they sparrows?
They're house sparrows mostly.
House sparrows, there's a million of them out there. So it's like feeding ground for the red. He just swoops down, he eats. And
well, that year that your snowy owl was out there, the snowy owl was battling a peregrine falcon out there for a little while.
It's a fucking battle zone. Right.
It was amazing.
Were they trying to have animal sex?
No, they were trying to eat all... The peregrine falcon didn't like the bird, the snowy owl in his territory.
Oh.
So we have to mention...
Oh, yeah.
Very generous, Mom's Kitchen brought us a plethora.
We couldn't see that on the monitor. Can you hold that up in a different way?
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Chris,
look at this. Look at this.
Their
famous coffee roll.
Joey, people can hear us and everybody's on.
Oh, I love
so
it.
So they're perfect. Hearing everything and they want.
And no pings.
No pings. I got the pings.
No pings. I have to call out there, Rob.
That's the glitch that had me in a frenzy last week. I was so
irritated. Mom's Kitchen.
Mom's Kitchen.
Nice.
Fish cakes and beans, biscuits and gravy.
Whoa.
Coffee rolls. And frittata.
Oh. Frittata too.
Ridiculous. Because you suggested the frittata.
Yeah, should we open it up and look at them all? Or?
Yeah, we can.
The first day here.
Biscuits and gravy.
I already opened it.
Home fries and
and some of the other items have.
Do you want to hold that? Can that be held up to the?
Yeah, I already held up the biscuits and gravy. Okay.
Hold it up to the camera. That's perfect, Chris. Bring it closer to the camera.
Fish cakes? Wow.
Fish cakes are ridiculous.
But you know what happens when I eat the beans?
Chris is having fun with the soundboard over there.
The beans are good for you.
For the audio podcast, you're going to be able to listen to Chris and his funny sound effects.
Oh. Joe, we have a couple of questions coming up. It's not questions. They're comments about Chris and doing a soundboard. Now, Chris, you need to explain that what you're working on is when they listen to it later, because they're wondering why they're not hearing sound effects now.
Yeah, I don't know, Joe. You explain.
So there's two different... So what people... If you're watching the video... That's the video live stream. We are also recording the audio on a separate device that is just for iTunes and the people that listen in the cars It's a separate audio track altogether, and there's gonna and we have like laughter and clapping and sirens and fart noises.
But if we did, if we could run that part separately, then you could hear it on the podcast and on the Facebook feed, right? Yes.
I think so.
Yeah. That might be something we could work towards.
I agree.
We'll put that on the radar.
We've been practicing for 6 days just to make this work.
So. Yes. I mean,
I think we got a lot of the things. Hey, Russ
Steves
Jr.
Hey, Russ.
Hello, honey.
Hey, Russ. All you baseball players. Fenwick's recruiting.
We're looking for pitchers.
Yeah, pitchers. Come
pitchers
on, man.
And catchers.
Yeah. Call 1-800-RUSS-STEVES.
So, kombucha.
Yes, sir.
Kombucha.
How long have we been trying to, I must have reached out to you the first time I saw that this was kind of in the works.
We started making it commercially, beginning of the summer, just to get into farmers markets and stuff.
It's been, I imagine, but it's not a traditional, so there's growlers.
Yeah.
Is this the only way you're selling the kombucha is through the growler program?
Right now, growlers, or I'm trying to get draft lines.
Nice.
I've only got a few draft lines right now. Like, you can go to the pub.
Yeah.
The brewery has it on draft. And then, you know, in Lowell and in Cambridge.
Wow. So if someone from Gloucester is seeing this right now, they're dying to try it. What's their best course of procuring this?
Right now, the quickest way would be to go to the pub, because I've got it on draft, so you can try some out. You can get a growler filled at the pub, but you're limited to one flavor there. We just, this past week, did deliveries to Lanesville Package Store, Whistle Stop Market in Rockport, Seaview Farm in Rockport, and Common Crow in Gloucester. And then we also delivered to Coastal Green Grocer in Ipswich, and a New Leaf in Beverly. So all of those places currently have growlers on the shelf. And, so then, and that's just a matter of buying the growler. There's a deposit on the bottle, so there's a $5 deposit on the bottle. You go get the growler, bring it home, drink it, bring the growler back, give them the empty. You can buy a new one that you don't have to pay the deposit on the bottle after that.
Very cool.
And so what does it taste like? Like, what's in the red kombucha?
Well, we're going to try it now.
Oh, okay.
So this one specifically is blueberry cinnamon.
Oh. Ooh.
So that's sort of a fun fall flavor for the holidays.
Okay.
More importantly, can you add alcohol, like, let's just say Tito's?
Of course. Oh, yeah. We have so at the pub, we have it on draft, but we use it for mixed drinks. It's, you know, as far as restaurants, bars, health food stores, it's a fermented beverage, so there is trace amounts of alcohol in it. For me to sort of avoid dealing with TTB-ABCC, I have to keep it below 0.5% alcohol.
Okay.
So there's trace amounts of alcohol in it, any kombucha you buy, any commercial kombucha, there's always trace amounts of alcohol in it.
Yeah.
But like I said, for us to avoid the headache of an alcoholic beverage, we just keep it below 0.5%, we're good. There's a company in town that actually grows yeast for the ethanol industry.
Jimmy, they've got a
very expensive piece of equipment that they let me use to test for alcohol.
Oh, nice.
So
one growler equals maybe one beer?
No.
No?
No, that's the last test I did. The kombucha came out at 0.347% alcohol, so it was like maybe like a 5 gallon keg.
A 5 gallon keg?
Might equal a beer.
Trace.
Yeah, it's
a scant trace. It's not worth
it. Is it kind of like when cider ferments, that amount of alcohol?
No, cider's got booze.
Cider
goes
so that's
up
even
in there.
More.
So
would you like some
chicken? That is outstanding.
No, that's all right. I'll drink plenty as the day goes on, I'm sure.
So
basically what I do is I make three different base flavors. I make a plain, a jasmine, and a hibiscus. And then from those three base flavors, you can just have them on their own as plain flavors, or we can do different things with them. For example, that is our classic or plain kombucha, which is just a black tea, green tea blend, sugar, water, and then SCOBY. The SCOBY is a symbiotic colony of bacteria and yeast. So what happens, the SCOBY is what does the active fermentation, just like yeast in beer or, you know, bacteria in vinegar. So what happens is the yeast consumes the sugar, turns it into alcohol, the bacteria consumes the alcohol, turns it into acids. So that's where you end up with sort of an acidic flavor to it. A lot of commercial kombuchas are a lot more acidic. And they can tend to be off-putting because of their acidity, they're so, it's like, gee, you know, this tastes like
straight vinegar.
Must be good for me. Yeah.
Right. Must be good for me.
Yeah. So the way I make mine, I try to stay away from that much acidity just to make it fun to drink. It's a very flavorful drink. You can do a lot of fun things with it. So basically, I make those three bases. And then from there, I can flavor them multitudes of ways. So like at the pub right now, we have a hibiscus. It's a hibiscus base that I dry hopped.
Yeah.
This one that you're drinking right now, this is the plain base with blueberry and cinnamon.
Wow.
This one that we have right here, this is a jasmine base with ginger in it. But I've done like lime Ricky, strawberry and basil. Oh, wow. When the cucumbers were kicking this summer, I had a ton of cucumbers in my garden. We did a cucumber mint.
Nice.
Oh, that's kind of
Oh, my God. Sign me up.
Yeah. Pineapple chamomile.
Oh, yeah.
I like the less sweet.
Blueberry lemon.
This is fantastic.
Yeah. Try, if you like less sweet, try that one.
Ginger usually is the one.
So this is more along the lines of what you would get commercially out there other than mine.
Where do you get your, do you put real jasmine Zambouk flowers in the jasmine?
So I get all my teas. I use all organic tea. I use all organic sugar. So the teas I get is just from a company, Star West.
Oh, okay. So it's a jasmine tea.
It's a jasmine green tea. So like I said, each batch is green tea, black tea blend. So jasmine tea would be my green tea in that.
And so when you make like the raspberry lime, Ricky, what is that?
So that one is like the original flavor, and then I flavor it with raspberries and lime after the fermentation.
Ooh, okay.
So question I have is, so there is caffeine?
Depends on who you talk to. I've looked at research. There's less, it's not like drinking a cup of tea.
Okay.
There is probably some trace amounts of caffeine. A few studies I've read say that the fermentation basically takes care of all the caffeine.
Mm.
And then other people will say, yeah, there's still a little bit left in there, but it's not like putting back a cup of black tea.
So I'm glad that I can drink your kombucha now. I've been drinking kombucha, and I don't know if it's a mental thing or whatever.
Right.
I feel like after I drink a thing of kombucha, I'm more energized and I have more clarity.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's just because I'm doing something healthy for myself. I really have no idea. Yeah. So that's why I asked that question. What are some of the healthy
people have been making kombucha for 2,000 plus years. It originated in the Middle East, not Middle East, the Near East, yeah. Far East, whatever. And so green tea is probably one of the best drinks in the world. Green tea is really good for you, and this has green tea in it. All of my flavors have green tea. So green tea is antioxidants. This is a very powerful antioxidant. And then also a lot of the ingredients I put in there can act as medicinal, depending on the ginger. Blueberries are super, super fruit.
Yeah.
So it all depends on what I put in there. But overall, it's got probiotics, same as sauerkraut, and the other word I was just saying.
So it helps with digestion?
Yeah. I mean, like as you said, I have a friend who owns a kombucha brewery down in North Carolina.
Let's take a little bit.
I sat and you know it has probiotics, you know it's full of antioxidants, you know these things. And as far as what it's gonna do for you, it helps digestion. But I sat in his tasting room for like a half hour, 45 minutes and just watched people come through, and as you said, it's sort of you feel energized after. People were just, it helped me lose weight. It helped this. It helped that. I'm not going to make any claims as to what it's actually going to do.
Right.
You know, it's good for you.
Right.
It's a hell of a lot better than drinking, sitting back with a cup of Coke or soda.
Or drinking alcoholic
beverages. Yeah. You know,
it's been part of my. So I've been using it again. This is nothing scientific or anything, but like
that's so refreshing.
On my diet, instead of, I'll have my healthy breakfast, and then mid morning, instead of snacking, when I get I eat out of boredom, I have a problem of eating out of boredom or drinking out of boredom. So instead of grabbing something unhealthy,
like a soft drink,
I grab my thing of kombucha around 11 o'clock or 10:30, and it gets me to lunch.
Wow, that's great.
There's not a lot of calories.
Well, she was drinking with us last night.
It's satisfying in a way. Yeah. You know what I mean? That
now we know.
Like a soft drink isn't satisfying. You know what I mean? Like, you get, like, a sugar high from it, and then you're,
soft drinks are full of sugar. Yeah. Yes, I mean, there is sugar in kombucha, but for the most part, it's converted into alcohol through the yeast, and then it's converted into acids through the bacteria. So, I know how much sugar was in there in the beginning, but there certainly isn't as much sugar when you're drinking it as there was in the beginning. But even all of that is way less than your conventional soda.
Yeah. So, Joe, after you drink it, does it help you with your plumbing? I mean, have you noticed any sort of change?
If I have my coffee with a little bit of cream in it, I'm running for the toilet.
Yeah.
The kombucha, no.
No, the kombucha just eats away at the bacteria in the large and small intestine.
Joey, you have an FOB here that says, wow, Joey with more energy. Boy, is that a little scary.
I don't know. Well, not this time of year. I don't have a whole lot of energy this time.
I have to say that the ginger jasmine is so refreshing. Yeah. I can just imagine drinking this, especially in the summertime.
Yep. With Tito's.
So when you pour some off of this and then you put it in the refrigerator for a day, does it stay pretty fuzzy or?
Yeah, I mean that's really the only thing that you're gonna lose would be carbonation. And to that note, some people who make kombucha don't carbonate it at all. Some people just do flat kombucha. Yeah. Other people carbonate it. Other people carbonate it a lot. Yeah. So it's sort of, at that point, it's a personal preference. It's not going to do anything to it. And even then, you just put it in the fridge. The only thing that's going to happen to it over time, as far as like a shelf life, it'll just slowly, continuing turning into vinegar.
Yeah.
That's all really happening. If I just like let a batch of kombucha go and go and go and go and go, it would eventually turn into vinegar.
Well, then you can use it for other things.
I've had some that's so the SCOBY looks like a mushroom, basically, is what they call mushroom. They're kind of gross looking. But I've had some, you grow them in smaller containers off to the side. So I've had some growing and tested the kombucha that they're in. It's like down at like 2.2, 2.1 pH, which is really low, super acidic. And it tastes like a really, really good vinegar. Salad dressings out of it. Eventually I'm gonna have some let it go long enough to make like fire cider out of it.
But I'm also excited about your kraut because it was the taste of Cape Ann like 2 years ago where I tried your kraut for the first time. And now I go to Common Crow to buy it. And I mean, I love kraut, especially, the original on a hot dog, but this stuff goes to the next level.
So we have there's a flower kraut, daikon kelp, but we also have, this is the hot pink. This one has been pretty popular. The hot pink is just cabbage and salt. And then we took jalapenos and Anaheim peppers out of my garden, fire roasted
them.
Chris likes
the hot pink.
Huge
fan of the hot pink.
Put some chioga beets or candy cane beets in there, and then put like a dash of ghost pepper powder. So it's got a good
ghost pepper?
Yeah, it's got a little kick to it.
Wow. We'll try that.
It's got a kick to it. It's good. It's really popular.
The daikon kelp made with daikon and kelp? That's it?
So the daikon kelp, this is a very popular flavor. This is cabbage and salt, once again.
Okay.
Daikon radish from, this daikon radish came from Appleton Farms.
Yeah.
All my cabbage comes from Alprilla Farms in Essex.
Okay.
100%, all of it comes from them. Then we did organic black sesame seeds, organic crushed red pepper, and then kelp from their Ironbound Islands. They're out of Maine.
Oh.
And they're basically like sustainable foragers.
Wow.
Oh my God.
Is that super hot?
It's not ridiculously hot. It's got a good little punch to it, but it's not super hot. Right now, it's my wife's favorite flavor.
Joe, don't double dip. You just double dipped. Jesus, no one wants to share your fork.
Here, I'll take this out, because I want to have another bite.
Joey, we have many people signing on. I'm typing as fast as I can to say hello.
Here, fill up a cup.
Bear with us, folks. We're enjoying
Felicia,
some great...
Don, Kate...
Sauerkraut.
So good.
Phil and Lynn, Gano.
So you get that at Common Crow as well?
So basically the flower kraut... We have eight flavors that we do, that have the official label.
Yeah. Oh, right.
And these are the ones you can get at Common Crow at the stores. These ones, like the flower kraut, the hot pink. I also have a jalapeno sauerkraut right now as well. Oh. Those are sort of smaller batches that we do just for farmers markets and events. Like this coming weekend. This is the first weekend I've had it off, and I can't tell you how long.
Yeah.
But this coming weekend, we've got an event at Appleton Farms, the Cape Ann Farmers Market Holiday Market. Is coming up.
Are you doing the Maker's Market in Magnolia?
The one in Rockport?
No, Magnolia. Walt Kalenda's place.
Oh, I didn't know there was one in Magnolia.
November 30th.
Yeah.
I know we're doing a maker's market in Rockport, closer to Christmas, and then we're also doing, there's the North Shore Food and Gift Emporium at Turner Hill Country Club this weekend, this coming weekend.
Oh, well, so
we're
going to go to that.
Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we're in three different events. The North Shore Food and Gift Emporium is
ridiculous.
Awesome.
Should go. That's a must.
Go check it out. It's like $5 to go, but it's sponsored. You know Shoebies in Marblehead?
Yep. Oh, yeah, yeah.
So it's sponsored by Shoebies. You walk in, they give you a little like bag to go shopping with, right? It's in the mansion at Turner Hill. You walk in, get your bag. Ooh. First door on the right, you can go in, get yourself a beer, mimosa, coffee, wow. And then like the whole first floor is just vendors. It's like,
this
it's,
is next,
like 50
next
or 60.
Saturday?
I don't have the date. Yeah, it's either Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. I know I've got an event each one of those days. I don't.
Wow.
Don't even know. But it's we've done it. This will be our fourth year doing it. It was when we first opened. It was one of our first events we ever did.
Jesus.
Yeah. But it's just great.
I mean, I saw you at like maybe a month ago at the Rockport Festival.
Yep. Yeah, the Harvest Festival.
Yeah, and the line at your tent was like 10, 15 people deep. So I think everything that you're doing is catching on.
Do you find that at these fans. Farmers markets that they people get your products? Because I remember there was one A&J Bakery at Cape Ann.
AJ King?
AJ King, sir. Yeah. They made a granola.
No. Oh, they're granola.
And I got it one time, and it's all I could think about was getting back there. Do you have people like once they try it, they're like, come back every week?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, honestly, that farmers markets are great for that because it gives people a chance to try it, taste out something before they actually buy it. And it can put, you know, puts me in front of the customer to
just to talk
them. About who we are, what we are, what we're doing, as opposed to just going to a store and just being one of six different flavors on sourdough.
I see you guys going on Shark Tank and blowing up.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah. Wow. We'll sponsor you. We'll support you.
So, Joe, you saw that Felicia wrote, hot water with fresh ginger, fresh turmeric, am I saying that right? Lemon and local honey. So she put that up. It must have been in the discussion that we were having maybe with some of the...
Yeah. Oh, that's good.
That's a secret recipe.
Yeah, that's a secret recipe.
Is that code for something, Joe?
You know what?
Oh, hang on, Joe.
We go, I go all the time, especially in the wintertime. I love sauerkraut, especially in the wintertime. And I just get it, so it's always there at Common Crow.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's pretty awesome. I mean, I love Common Crow anyway. So
I put it on my tuna fish.
Yeah. Yeah.
I make tuna fish, and instead of chips,
for the daikon kelp
because I like something like crispy or crunchy, and it's like to die for.
So we'll put a link to you. So what's better to link to, your Facebook page or your
probably website?
Your website,
yeah.
Okay, so I'll put a link to
that's got a list of like farmers markets we're at. Upcoming market is a calendar for
perfect.
Upcoming events.
The Instagram, too. I follow him on Instagram.
We'll put links to all that.
Yeah, my wife has been killing it with the Instagram recently.
Yes, she does.
God bless her.
Yeah.
She said, well, you know, we should, thank you for bringing her up because she's part of the team.
Right? Oh, yeah. She's home watching the kids right now.
So. How old are your kids?
I've got a 4-year-old son and a 1-year-old daughter.
Oh, awesome. God bless you.
So
one-year-old.
Oh, yeah. She's just started walking recently. And gaining teeth.
How's your
back? Oh, yeah.
Remember when they were that young, you know, like making sure they don't like whack.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, she's a beast.
Yeah.
She's a beast.
She's with an older brother.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. Well, the second one comes around, you know, I'm like so worried about
it. Exactly. Very much so.
Yeah. So, there we go. Pigeon Cove for Magic.
Pigeon Cove.
Oh, thank you for bringing all this awesome stuff.
Are you going to stick around?
No, yeah.
Awesome. So last week we had some technical issues. I think we got them all straightened out from the feedback. Jimmy, are you getting good feedback?
Getting good feedback.
Oh yeah, I'm trying to I'm typing as fast as I can, and with old people saying hello, they're hearing things. It's fine.
Awesome.
That's great.
Good.
That's what we wanted to hear. So we so Chris had an idea. We're gonna do a word of the day.
Word of the day.
It's for a prize that we're gonna announce, but it's gonna be next week's podcast. The first person that types in the word that we say today.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what I can give as a prize. My new...
hang on.
2020 Good Morning Gloucester.
Oh, hang on. Where's the applause?
Are those for sale yet?
I'm putting a link to them on for sale at... 7 o'clock tonight on the blog. It'll be just underneath the.
I love mine, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's this.
I can't wait for January. January, look, it's a picture of Joe in his Speedo.
You can go closer to the camera.
Oh, I can.
Yeah. So there's all the different months and all the images. You can bring it back here now.
Oh, okay.
All the images are from my waterfront show at Cape Angie.
You're super successful waterfront
very
show.
Very successful.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're just coming in, so
I'm enjoying this ginger and
I can feel it. Good. I can feel all the bad bacteria just being eaten away out of my...
Dissipated.
Yeah. I mean, this shit, it's like, it's good.
Okay, so we got to come up with the word of the day.
Yeah. Oh, you did
kombucha.
No, we haven't said it yet.
Kombucha.
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 Kombucha. Kombucha is the word of the day. So yes. Next week, whoever's listening right now...
Yeah.
Whoever types it in
first. First person that types it
in. They have to spell it correctly, too.
Is kombucha...
Yes, and you got to spell it correctly.
Is kombucha a Korean word? Do you think it's Korean?
Do not know.
No? Okay.
I think we got
to
do some research.
Find
Pat,
out. Yeah,
where's Pat? Pat's got to do some research.
It's Korean, but I do not know where.
Korean.
Na. So yeah, so some great news.
All right, hold it. Hang on.
Yep.
Okay. See the
love
rest.
It.
I love it.
The rest of the
good
audience
job,
has
good
to
job.
Hear that.
So Brendan McCarthy, new homeowner. Just bought a new condo in Gloucester.
You did? Wow, that's great.
That's the good news.
Another new taxpayer.
Wow.
That's the good news. The bad news is we went over there yesterday to watch football, and as a millennial, he doesn't pay for fucking cable. So he couldn't watch football.
Oh, that's the same with Olivia. She doesn't pay for, you know what I mean?
So we're going to have a conversation right now about what was the thought process on not getting cable? Because I totally understand that your generation is averse to having cable. And it's probably a really smart move, but what was your personal reason for not getting cable?
It's cheaper, and a lot of the things that I can watch through subscriptions.
Yep.
So Disney Plus just came out. You get Disney Plus in the bundle. Get Disney Plus, you get Hulu, and you also get ESPN Plus. So last night's Capitals Bruins game,
you got to watch?
It was on ESPN Plus.
Oh wow!
So my TV yesterday, my TV is super old. It's an old smart TV.
Yeah.
So it doesn't have the apps as we saw.
Right.
Super old, 5 years old.
A lot has changed in a smart TV.
Yeah,
in 5 years.
Joe's super old. not a 5 year old TV.
But the Google Chromecast that I just got, you can go on ESPN, sign into your ESPN Plus account, and you'll be able to watch the game live.
So your plan will be basically through the Chromecast, you're gonna pick and choose a la carte what subscriptions you want to pay for.
Yeah, I have Amazon.
Roku box too.
Roku.
You can do it with a Roku as well. Same as just
Fire
Google.
Stick, right.
Yeah.
No, I know. I think that's kind of the way. So he's ahead of us old people who are reluctant to get rid of our...
Speak for yourselves, old man. I got a Roku box at home, yeah.
So you don't pay for traditional cable?
Well, I personally do pay for cable just because for me it's more expensive to just have internet than have internet and cable.
Oh, yeah, that's the other thing.
That's where, you know, Xfinity sort of...
The cannolis.
So
by the kombuchas.
Right, you can buy the you can buy the triple play for this much. You can just get high speed internet for like $50 more.
Right, right. They do
make the decision.
Right, they do that, and then they say, "Oh, I say I don't want a home phone." Well, okay, you don't have to have the home phone, but it's going to cost you $20
more than not having
the phone.
You're right.
Do you find that the internet's more expensive? Just the internet, or do you just have internet, or?
I just have internet, and I mean, I was looking at it was internet and cable package, but they always seem more. I think once you get to a certain download upload speed, that's when it starts to be more beneficial to just do it all.
Yeah.
But like I'm doing, it's 100 megabytes per second, which is, it's sort of fast for a, you know, just myself there.
As long as you're like a gamer or something.
Yeah, as a whole family, you know, if you have multiple devices, you want more.
You want the whole package.
So that's when you'll see probably the savings. Just you can't.
Well, guess what happened to us? Like, we were having worse and worse because we have Kate, because of Tom's business, my husband's a writer, he has to have super high speed everything. So we have everything. We have landline, phone. So anyways, our TV, just the reception was getting worse and worse all the time. The TV would go in and out. We had Comcast people coming and going, coming and going. Finally, a knowledgeable Comcast person came, and he said, oh, the squirrels have chewed through your line.
Oh, yeah.
So he got out on the roof and replaced the lines and did everything, and now it works perfectly.
We should kill all the squirrels.
All the struggle.
Squirrel traps. Yeah. Have a heart, squirrel traps.
Yeah,
have a
heart. Yeah, Tom caught 26 squirrels one year. Yeah.
In a have a heart?
Yeah.
Or by hand?
In a have a heart.
Really?
Yeah.
Up in the air. Yeah. Was that a hole?
Yeah, you know what it was? They our dog passed away, and she used to keep all the squirrels out of the yard. And then first they built a house in our home. And so then we, you know, he was just trying to trap them to get them out. Then we accidentally, then we thought they were all out, and the roofer came and patched up the hole. And then, but we actually trapped some squirrels in, and so.
And they had babies?
It was very important that we get the squirrels out. And so I watched one morning as they left our house, went through the neighborhood, then they came back along our back fence that I look out onto, and I said, that's where you put the trap with the peanuts in it, right? That's all they the care what? About is peanuts, whole peanuts. 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 They love whole peanuts.
Peanuts? Peanuts.
Yep. So he put a whole peanut in there, and certain days he was catching 3 a day.
Really?
Yeah.
3 penises.
3 peanuts.
Oh, peanuts. Jeez, you got to pronounce that better.
Sorry about that.
Sorry, folks.
No, I meant peanuts. Sorry, let me.
Joey, we have Jennifer Palmer Steve.
Jen!
Hello, Brennan.
Hey.
Congratulations on your new condo. Thank you. She's talking here from Georgetown.
Yeah, that's Russ Steve's wife.
Patty Ann has said that she was on it, and the origin of kombucha, not known, but perhaps originated in Manchuria or Russian Eastern Europe. That's according to Wikipedia.
Wikipedia.
According to Wikipedia.
Do you know that you could go into Wikipedia and sometimes, like, people go in and edit.
Change shit.
Big time, like sports, like the New York Knicks.
Right.
Like, they have something happens, and, like, some other fan base goes in and changes it to, like,
really?
You know, this, your dad.
Don't they someone, check that?
That's why you can't use Wikipedia as a source in school. It's because people can
fuck with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Really? Huh, that's interesting.
It was the original fake news.
See, what I'm always looking up is birds and things like that and flowers. So nobody's gonna mess with it.
Yeah, a lot of stuff is accurate, but you can go in.
Right.
Joey Morrison has stated that he doesn't see a Speedo, so he's not getting the calendar. And his local topic that he would like to talk about is tomorrow is the anniversary of the 1755 Cape Ann earthquake. So I think we're due.
Oh, that's interesting.
We're due.
17. I didn't know there was a.
I didn't know there was somebody actually keeping tabs on earthquakes.
Yeah, we are in an earthquake.
So thank you, Paul.
We are in an earthquake.
Wonderful. We are?
Mm-hmm.
Now you tell me.
It would be pretty bad if there was one here, too, because we're all granite. Oh. So it's not like, and nobody builds for earthquakes here. Jesus. So.
Property prices just went down 20%. Great job, Kim.
Well, if we haven't had one since 17.
My wife's now unemployed. Are we on the San Andreas fault?
No, we're not on the
San Andreas fault.
It's your fault.
We are on a fault, though. I just don't ask Paul what the name of the fault is.
Oh, I'm sure Paul will chime in and tell us.
I want to mention, yesterday we were at Minglewood yesterday, and we tried something that we really enjoyed, that Narragansett.
Coffee milk stout.
It was literally like drinking a booze infused milkshake. Coffee milkshake.
Yeah, it was delicious. We were going to ask Kim, what's an autocrat?
Yeah, is that a bird? Because the autocrat was the symbol on the.
I don't know.
That's not a bird?
No, I don't know.
Yeah. Said autocrat.
It's a bird.
I don't know.
Shh, Kim, come on. Just make something up.
We got to find a new authority over it.
Yeah.
Jimmy, you went to the Gloucester 400 meeting, and we want to hear your findings.
Sure. You know, they're doing basically, it's a sign up, and
So wait, to back up a little bit. Gloucester 400, the the town is putting together. They want to have a year-long, multifaceted celebration. So that right now they are feverishly looking for volunteers to help and organize and put stuff.
Millennials.
Up. Is that we, millennials, is that the too. Sign up to?
That is the countdown, the official countdown until Jimmy. The Gloucester 400 celebration. It's if you go to the website.
That's cool.
They're putting it up and it's running.
What's the website, Jimmy? So I can put
the website link? Is GloucesterMA 400.org.
Jimmy, there's a lot of air wax. There's a lot of air wax on that cell phone.
Yeah.
And then for all people of all different ages to volunteer. Yeah. So for and, different committees and things like that.
So they're basically saying that they want to shop, pre-purchase your commemorative medal. They also want you to collaborate, volunteer, be an organizational partner. That was some of the sign-ups they were doing yesterday. Then commemorate. They want people to enter metal design competitions, learn more.
I think isn't the metal design art?
Right. But I'm reading what they have. I think they have down to three, like you said.
Yeah.
Then there's
Beth
a calendar.
Swan.
We're voting for Beth, right?
Right, we're voting for Beth.
We're
everybody
voting for
that's
Beth.
Here is voting
everybody
for Beth
loves
Swan.
Beth.
She was one of the first Good Morning Gloucester contributors.
But her,
and she designed the GMG official logo.
Yeah, but her design is the most beautiful, too. I mean, it's
really...
Yeah,
well-deserved.
It's very
well,
so
I'm
going
to have to review all three, Kim.
But it's so... Hers is... Whoops, wait, did I bump it?
No, I just want to make sure it's not getting crimped. It's good. It's fine. Geez. It's absolutely fine.
Okay.
Right. And basically, they had tables up. And they were letting people talk about, there was many chair people there who were discussing things. The mayor was there and some chair people stepped up and talked about how it's time to get started. Even though it's 2023, we need to get going. So they were asking people to sign up. Pat and myself, we put our name down for many of the different events. We're excited.
It's really cool. I mean, they're starting 3 years out. Could you imagine how wild that year is going to be?
Oh, yeah.
Tom's on the arts committee.
Oh, cool.
So,
yeah.
Nice. Yeah. So it's 400 years ago that Christopher Columbus discovered Gloucester? Is that what it is?
Something like that, yeah.
So politically correct.
So we have Carol Perry.
Who discovered Gloucester?
Florida.
Some Spanish guy.
Hi from Peter Mondello.
I'll tell Pete that she said hi. Carol Perry.
A little earlier than the Pilgrims, right?
Wasn't she it? Wanted to make sure.
I think the Pilgrims were in, or the first people were...
1623, right?
1623. They were looking for fish, you know, like a way to start fishing in the New World. And so the original ones went to Plymouth Rock. And then they wanted to have a route. They developed a route to go back and forth across. So I think that's where Gloucester comes in.
Uh-huh.
I shouldn't be talking because I'm not exactly positive.
I heard they landed here in Gloucester and they're like, it's too much granite. Plus... it's an earthquake area, and they went a little south to Salem.
They circumvented that.
Yeah.
Could be.
I don't know. Pat, another assignment for Pat.
I think I better bone up on my history before
I know, because I thought Columbus discovered Gloucester.
He needs to bone up. You heard it here.
Did he discover America?
Oh, my God.
We just got our sound bite for tonight.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Oh, my God.
So we got...
You just can't talk normally because everything's becomes...
You have to understand. This is like we went to high school together. We revert to our 18-year-old self.
Exactly.
Yeah.
This is what happens here.
Keeps us young.
You don't have to explain that. It's obvious.
Kim, it's obvious.
Chris, you want to give a shout-out to Cafe Bishko Soups?
Yeah, Cafe Bishko. For those of you who haven't been to Cafe Bishko, great little spot right on Main Street. Their salads are outstanding. Their roll-ups are outstanding. They also have those, what do you call the ice creams?
Ice cream press.
They have an ice cream press.
Yogurt.
Well, yogurt, right. Yogurt, sugar-free yogurt.
Soft serve.
The soft serve. And you can put any mixings you want. They put it through a grinder. Outstanding. But recently, with the cold weather here, I wanted some soup. And first place that came to mind was Bishko. They have like 8 different options, all homemade. I got the lentil soup. My son got, I think it was the chicken soup. In short, if you're looking for soup on a nice cold day, whether it's lunch or dinner, Bishko should be your first stop. It was outstanding.
It'll definitely warm you up.
Well, you know where I love to go for soup is, Charlotte loves it too, is Woodman's clam chowder.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to go around. Everybody's going to say their favorite soups. I'm going to say my two favorite soups. My favorite chowder is, The Village is my favorite clam chowder.
Should we try it?
Has been before Eloise even started.
Do you know how much it is? I was going to say. Is it because it's $9 a bowl at Woodman's?
Yeah, I don't know how much it is at The Village.
Okay.
There's that, and my favorite soup in Gloucester here, soup, is the Adele's Gumbo.
Do
you consider that soup?
Yeah.
Gumbo soup, right? At Passports.
It's
on a cold day, that warms me up. And when I'm sick, I always get that from Kate and I. I know how Eric makes it, and he like starts the stock the night before or whatever. Yeah. So it's all the bone, everything, all the vegetables, all the bones in there.
Oh, nice.
So like, you're really extracting good. Every vitamin that you could possibly ever need.
So it's very flavorful.
It's delicious.
It's so good.
All right.
Every vitamin.
You're next.
I got kids. I don't eat out.
Is there any soups at the brew pub that you would recommend?
Chowder. I eat chowder there almost every day.
Oh, so they have chowder there.
Is it clam chowder or fish chowder?
Clam chowder.
Oh,
clam chowder, vegan chili.
And that's one of your go-tos at the brew pub?
I eat a cup of chowder almost every day.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's got to be good.
Is it thick or thin? Or is it like in between?
Sort of in between.
It's sort of in between.
Yeah,
I hate that super.
I like in between.
Yeah, me too. I don't like when it's like thin as, you know, not eating soup,
But I can't stand super thick.
Thick, meaning.
And I can't stand Manhattan clam chowder.
Yeah, it's just not the same.
The spicy one?
The spicy red.
It's a tomatoes.
Red.
Some people mix it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Some people mix it.
You can get it, like, that's part of one of the options. You can get it mixed.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I forgot that.
Brendan, what do you got for, what's your favorite soup?
So chowder's in the soup category?
Yeah. Yep.
The Causeway fish and chowder.
They combine? Oh, either one?
No, either.
Either one?
Okay.
Yeah, actually, Brendan, I agree with Brendan. The fish chowder at the Causeway is my favorite.
Mm. Halibut Point. I like the seafood chowder.
Seafood chowder, nice. Mm.
The red one.
Just enough spices. And you get that little half sandwich with it too, and it's just perfect.
Yeah, it is good.
It's just perfect.
Oh, you can't go. Any one of those recommendations, you can't go wrong. Did you give yours?
Well, Woodman's
clam chowder. All right, very cool.
It's so consistently delicious, and it's always super clammy.
Clammy, yeah, they gotta be
very
clammy.
Very full of clam, chock full of clam. Now,
chock full of nuts.
How can
chock?
Oh my god!
Michael Dare says yes.
Yes.
Chowder at Causeway. Not chock full of nuts. He's commenting on that. It's chowder at Causeway.
Codea is saying chock full of nuts.
Chock full of nuts.
Miguel, ¿qué pasa?
Shout out to Mike Codea. There you go.
Common Crow has really good soups from Frank Gentile.
Oh.
Gentile.
That's
right.
A good French onion soup. Who makes that? The kind that where it takes like 3 days to make the beef stock and all that. Who makes
that? There's a great place in Paris that makes great French onion soup.
That'd be a little trip.
You can get over there for 6 hours.
I have
round trip.
I have a huge bunch of onions from Russell Orchards that I want to make French onion soup with.
You put the little piece of toast in there.
Yeah.
What kind of cheese do they put on French onion soup?
Swiss. Or Gruyere. Like, I think it's a mix, isn't it? It could be a little mix, but Swiss usually. Because it gets really like stretchy and melty.
So good.
The best part of French onion soup is the cheese that gets stuck on the side.
You peel it off.
Me too. I love that.
Yeah.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Chris had a topic he's very adamant he wanted to talk about. And I believe that you read a study of what the percentage of people that wash their hands after they go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
What were the results of the study?
Well, I read the study very quickly, but according to this study, it was 73 million Americans don't wash their hands.
So what percentage is that? Like a quarter? Or is there 300 million people?
Yeah, 300 million. But then the article went on to say that while 73 million don't wash their hands, there's another large number of employees that wash their hands and aren't doing it properly.
Well, what's the proper way?
You know, you got to rub your hands for at least 10 seconds, use soap and all that crap. But my one of my pet peeves is after doing my duty in the bathroom is washing my hands and taking that paper towel and using paper towel to open the door. Doorknob. You have to. So I'd like to know
you undid everything that you possibly could do if you don't use the paper towel to or get your sleeve and go like that. If there's no paper towel available. You can't do
that. Your sleeve.
You got to do something. You don't want to touch it with your bare hands. And then you pick your nose and now you're infected.
Yeah.
It's so hard with my two-year-old granddaughter.
And you need kombucha.
You
look like a contortionist with a stroller trying to get through a bathroom door with a two-year-old in it, and you're trying to like not touch anything after you wash your hands. It's so hard.
I do appreciate the ones, those super high-speed heating elements that you just dry your hands with.
Those should be removed from every bathroom.
I never use
every bathroom should have paper towels.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
Why don't you like
Because it just blows all the bacteria and stuff all around.
Yeah.
It's just going to your feet now.
It's going to your feet. The water is dripping onto the wall.
Next time you see one of those things, look at the wall below it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's underneath it?
It's just nasty.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
The Dyson ones where you stick your hands in.
The blades. They call them blades. Yeah.
I think those are a little bit better. But yeah, stuff that blows on
the... No, paper towels all the way. Paper towels or Kleenex in your purse.
Joe, let me show you a text from my son.
Okay. Yeah, the assassin. What is it? I told you, he's balls deep.
So my other son, Connor, was supposed to join us today, and he just sent me a text saying...
Can you do a call-in? Because we have a question.
I don't know if he's viewing. I'll text him. He goes...
Well, you just text him.
Excuse me, viewers and listeners. Fuck, I just woke up. My alarm didn't go off.
That's why he's not
It's 9:32 in the morning.
9:32 in the morning.
He was supposed to be here at 8 o'clock. Who wants to hire him for
a job? I understand myself.
Well, it is the weekend. You do get off.
He's got to take things more professional.
Yeah, he's fired.
No, we have two topics that were directly related to him in the show notes.
But my other son, Brendan, might be able to help with one of those, with the Beyond Beef.
Oh, I forgot about the Beyond Beef. Yeah. Right, we need to talk about the Beyond Beef. Yeah. Okay, that's next. And in the meantime, because the thing had to do with the support lobster. I thought that was Connor's.
All right, so
if you text him. So Jimmy did me a huge favor on Friday, was it, Jim?
Yeah.
He drove down to Wellfleet to get me this super rare hibachi.
To Wellfleet?
Wellfleet.
Oh my God! What a good friend.
No, it was nice. It was nice.
It's beautiful down there.
It's beautiful.
It's nice beautiful. Drive. But it's a 2.5-hour drive. You have to say that.
No, he took a lobster boat.
It went right across. Right, it's an hour to Boston. It's at least another hour and a half to Wellfleet.
He took the route, Christopher Columbus took.
Yeah. No, but did you put a GoPro on my car?
I've done that. She's following you. Times. It's so at least 2.5 hours.
So he went down.
So
and
what
got
did you?
Me.
What but, did you give so, in return, Jimmy?
What's that?
What did you give Jimmy in return?
I bought him lunch.
I'm just teasing.
He gave him a chock full of nuts.
A chock full of nuts. And I bought yesterday at Minglewood. So
what does the hibachi look like?
No, but it's not about the hibachi though. So he left at noon, he got back at 5:30.
Yeah.
I was finishing up down the dock and I was down on the floor, like, you know, getting the final tallies and stuff like that. And I come up, you know, we're rushing around and he has from Burger King he brings the Impossible Burger. For people that
That's the veggie burger, right?
Plant-based burger.
Right. Right.
That's like a beef replacement.
Yeah.
So, me being on my diet, and the name of my diet, is, as we all know,
don't eat like an asshole.
Not eating bread, not eating carbs, not eating, you know, that kind of stuff. So I wasn't going to eat it, but we had two people here, and we had them both. We cut the Impossible Burger in half.
Yeah.
And Jimmy, you take
Did
it
you like
me.
It?
Sure. I thought I brought it for Joey because I thought he may because he's saying how much he's trying to eat better. Little did I know, not the bread. So they went and we took it out. They cut it right in half and they went to try it.
Yeah.
And both of them were starving, I think, because they were taking 2 and 3 bites on it, even though they were saying, "I don't know if I like this."
Yeah,
but
they still
kept eating it. So then Joey said to him, "Listen, I want you to write down how much would you pay for this."
What's the cutoff?
Yeah.
Like, at what point will you say, "No, I'm not gonna pay to eat this"? If you're hungry, it's the only option.
So the
what was the cutoff? So
the
we got two different prices.
The two hungry people were not you. You were not one of
I was
the
not
two.
One of them. I wasn't gonna eat it. So okay.
He doesn't like plants.
Plant based.
Yeah, my husband tried it. He thinks it's okay.
So he thought it was okay. Well, their comments were, "It's okay." I think that if we did not tell them that what it was. We may have gotten different prices, but okay. So Jimmy's got to explain now. The
yeah,
two
so I think, let me see. Yeah, so the gentleman who drives the truck for you for one of the pickups, I don't know his first name, you do, he wrote $2.99.
Filippo wrote down $2.99. He would pay $2.99.
He would pay $2.99 for that burger.
Not more than that.
Then Chris, who's here that, you know, helps out
he's
all the time.
Yeah.
He's a fisherman, Captain Chris. He wrote $1.50. Okay, so that's what he wrote.
This
now,
is very good.
If you want to do a drum roll, please.
Hang on.
Oh, wait, get the drum roll.
Hey.
What are they, $1.99?
$6.55 for
Oh, wow. But Brendan and Connor at Minglewood yesterday both had their Beyond Beef burger. They have a Beyond Beef burger.
What'd you pay?
What did I pay, of course. Now you know who paid the bill. Like $12, $13
each? For each?
Yeah. Yeah, actually, it might be even more.
It comes with a side, too.
It comes with a side.
What fry you're eating at the restaurant.
How would you...
How much more than a normal burger is that?
Yeah,
I mean, that's
probably
a
dine-in.
There's not many places you can go in town, nice restaurant, that you got to get a burger with fries and stuff like that for less than $12 nowadays.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
We need to do a burger real meat contest.
I like
of
that
all
idea.
The local.
The next Homie Cast, we should do that.
Yeah.
They did advertise it's 100% Whopper, 0%
meat. We did a Homie Cast with the, we did steak and cheese.
Steak and cheese.
Challenge. The brew pub was one of the contestants.
Nice.
And we had a whole criteria for rating them.
Yeah.
And we did.
We should do another meatball sub. Like, where's the best place to get meat? Just meatballs or meatball subs or.
We talked about
Destino's. Yeah. Destino's has my daughter's favorite meatball subs.
Meatball
Destino's.
Subs.
But I haven't tried. I'm sure there's a lot
my
of
favorite
meatball.
Meatballs in town is Tono.
Tono, yes. Oh yeah. Hey, it's Meatball Sunday at Tono's.
Gravy Sunday.
It's Italian Sunday.
Zugu Sunday.
Zugo.
Zugo. Depends on who you speak with.
Right. Yeah.
That event's coming up December 4th.
Crush Cancer.
Yeah, Crush Cancer, Zugo versus Gravy.
Yep.
I know Jimmy's going, Jimmy and Pat.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, I can't go, but for those of you who haven't bought your tickets yet,
We're going next Saturday, we're going to see Phoebe.
Phoebe
Potts at the Fat Fat
Too
Chicks
Fat for China.
Too Fat for China.
Fat Chicks Can't Adopt.
What was it again?
Too fat for China.
Too Fat for China,
too fat vagina.
Yeah. For those of you who missed that last week.
Not Too Fat Vagina, Too Fat for China, Chris. Say it right this time.
Check, please. Check. What do I press? What do I press for that one?
Do you know Phoebe Potts? She has
awesome.
A young,
I know the name. I
yeah,
you
she,
should come with
she
us,
has
friend.
A young daughter
funny.
Who's like
she's
six
awesome.
Or seven. How old is their
oh, I don't know. I never
daughter,
met the daughter
that she's too fat was originally too fat to adopt.
Yeah,
the
so
story,
she wanted to
the
adopt
story, yeah, the
from
story,
China. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, you go ahead.
No, you first. Ladies before gentlemen.
She was our guest last weekend, and she's a one. She has a one-woman comedy show at now playing at Gloucester Stage. But the premise is when her body mass index was too high for the Chinese to allow her to adopt a child from China.
She really wasn't that big.
And she's not that big, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
that's one of their like.
That's an odd criteria.
Oh, I know.
Right.
I know. That's.
Right.
I can't imagine how funny it's going to be.
Yeah.
You're too tall.
And she was.
Yeah.
She's like. So if you see one of her video clips.
Yeah, she's really
I can't
good.
Wait to see this. I think this is going to be a lot of fun.
It's going
to
be fun.
A lot of fun. So good there's fun. That. Chris, you wanted to talk about people that people know and associate Vigilios and Sclafani's with bread.
With bread, with desserts, pastries. Like cannolis, pastries.
But you said that something that may not think about.
Cold cuts, for those of you who love cold cuts.
Good ones.
I mean, Vigilios and Sclafani's, their cold cuts are outstanding. And it's old school, too. So you go there, you order your cold cuts, and it goes right on paper.
Yeah.
They fold it up. Right. None of these bags with the stickers that get stuck to the plastic.
No.
And they're fresh, good.
Eric Gordon, huge fan. Always brings it up.
And they also have beautiful cold cut platters that they put together for special events and stuff.
Yeah.
Nice.
So what's nice is the new condo that Brennan bought is literally a stone's throw away from Sclafani's.
What?
So he's been there 2 weeks, and I've been there two Saturdays in a row buying the cold cuts and the bread. Which small little rolls.
Your favorite pastry is from Sclafani's lobster tails. Nope. Did I get that
ricotta
wrong?
Ricotta pie.
Yeah. But don't they make lobster tails there too?
Yeah, yeah. No, their pastries. Yeah. Believe me, their pastries are phenomenal. But my favorite. But actually, my father, when I was a kid, there was a place called Mike's Pastry, and they're not associated with.
Where was that located?
It was right. I believe it was where.
Down by the fort somewhere?
No. You know where, not Diva, what's the name of those new fashion shops? Right near, West End. A couple doors down from Virgilio's, going towards
Design of Mine.
Design of Mine. In one of those things, there was an old school coffee shop where all of the fish, the guys that owned fish plants.
Right.
Would go there early in the morning before work because he would open up early. They would get these are the coffee cups that they used, and the coffee was
like 55 cents
or something or less.
Right.
And when they went up a nickel, all the guys there was a fucking they were having a heart attack. and they had this love Mike Contini or something like that. And I think his grandson still lives in the building in the top floor of that building. But they would tease each other all the time. My father and the guy Mike got Contilli, something, but it was great. But it was Buster Chorti. It was a little mini ricotta pies.
Oh, yeah.
They made them with cream or with you could get them with cream or with ricotta, and then you put the powdered sugar on top.
My daughter's favorite there at Sclafani's. I can't pronounce the name. It's like the sugar donut. With the ricotta, the cream inside, with the chocolate chips.
Yeah, ridiculous. Yeah. It's a carbohydrate bomb.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Take you down.
They got the tube one, but Mia got the Felicia, round.
If
donut.
Felicia was listening right now, she would be able to say exactly what they were all were.
They're like weird Italian names.
So did you see if your son was going to be able to call in to talk about the support lobster?
Hang on, let me give him a call. I can't believe I slept in.
Okay, that's cool.
Okay.
Thanks for coming.
Okay. Yeah, no.
We really appreciate it.
Hey, Dylan, thanks, man.
Thank you.
We're huge fans.
Thank you for bringing all this awesome stuff.
Enjoy the crowd, enjoy the booch.
Yeah.
drink and eat in good health.
There we go. Thanks so much, man.
Thank you. Cheers.
Thank you.
Cheers, Dylan.
Yes, that was awesome. They lived up to the hype.
Oh, we have breaking news. Hang on.
No, it doesn't.
Did he hang up on us?
He must be.
Ralph DiGiorgio just came on.
Hey, Ralphie!
He must have a guest with him.
Where's Ralph today?
Ralph went to the Bruins last night. He was at Encore. Sleeping at Encore last night.
Nice.
The Bruins lost in a shootout.
Is he going to give us a big report of Encore next weekend?
Yeah, he will. One of the guests is his son writes for Bruins website. Hockey website, and we're going to have his son Michael on. So that's pretty cool.
Ralphie says good morning to everybody.
Good morning, Ralphie.
Ralphie boy.
How's the Encore? Is he calling us from the Encore?
No, I doubt it.
No.
No, he stayed there last night.
Yeah, he stayed. He's probably still there this morning.
Oh, his Ralphie.
No way. Really?
Oh, we got to call him.
Ground control to Major Ralph.
You always call me when I'm sitting on the toilet.
Hang on, Ralph. I just gave you a squeaky fart.
He sounds a little rough this morning.
Yeah.
Ralph sounds a little rough.
Yeah, a little, not a little, a lot.
did Encore take all your money?
I don't know what's left.
Are you in a dark alley? Everything all right?
No, I'm fine. I'll tell you, this place is amazing. It's just absolutely awesome.
Do us a favor right now. Say, Alexa, open the shades.
No, I can't. Kim's still sleeping.
So you're in the bathroom calling us?
I can picture Ralph in the bathroom with the door closed and speaking under his breath to not wake up Kim at the Encore.
I told you that I was on the toilet when you called. It's good.
Show us.
I've stayed one night or two nights there, and that the bathrooms are like huge. It's probably echoing it.
Because it's tile. There's no sound dampening. Yeah. You should have put up a bunch of the towels around, hung them up around to dampen the sound.
Ralph, did you poop? Did you poop yet this morning?
Yeah, I already did.
Where was dinner last night, Ralph?
Downstairs it was a I can't remember, Favali or something. I don't know what the hell it's called.
Fazuli.
is that at Encore?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Sinatra's.
And then we went over to the game and watched those miserable Bruins.
Oh yeah.
That was a tough one, Ralph.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're absolutely imploding.
Just like the Patriots, they're done. What? Yeah, Celtics, they're done.
What?
The Revolution, they're done.
What?
Yeah, everyone's done.
Jimmy, what is our time at, Jimmy? Oh, Chris, what's the time?
1 hour.
We're at an hour.
1 hour, right on the dot.
All right, there you go. Ralph, are we going to see you this afternoon?
Last week I said you should limit these shows to exactly 1 hour. You guys are not doing it. That's fantastic.
We've been drinking.
You're our last guest.
Ralph,
you'll have to text me the plans for later on this afternoon. But yeah. We're going to be getting up to defense soon.
All right, we'll give you a text in a while. Nice to hear from you, Ralphie.
Don't forget to flush and wash your hands.
Adios. Yeah, wash your hands. Because 73 million Americans don't wash their hands correctly.
I noticed that when I went into the bathroom at the Bruins game the other day. 30 guys go in.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there washing my hands. 29 walk out the door.
Exactly. Oh,
all right,
hang on. All right, Ralphie. Peace out.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. we got Connor.
Do we have the assassin?
We got the assassin on.
Another groggy one.
Another groggy one.
Closer. All right, Connor, you're on the air.
Connor, what do you have to say for yourself? You have a job. You were supposed to be here at 8:30 this morning, and you missed work. Joe is pissed off at you.
What? Did you sleep at a motel last night? You couldn't come down and bring me?
What?
Where were you this morning? You couldn't bring me?
I couldn't bring you. I'm not coming to Salem to pick you up. It's your responsibility to get here.
I just woke up in Gloucester.
You just woke up in Gloucester?
I'm in Gloucester.
Oh, you're downstairs?
Yeah.
He was home the whole time.
I didn't see his jacket on the floor in the kitchen.
I have his jacket.
And I didn't see his sneakers on the floor.
So it's all your fault. You didn't.
Oh, shit. So now it's all my fault.
So we have a couple of things that we need to explain. Because I have a couple of great topics that are very key that Connor plays a central role in. All right.
Connor,
that's not going to go well.
It's not going to work.
That's all right. You can just hold it upright.
Connor, Joe has a couple of questions.
Good money cost, a good parenting hour. All
right, ready? So these are the two topics. So yesterday we went to Brendan's condo, and we had a couple beers.
At your new condo.
At Brendan's new condo. Brendan, right. His brother's condo.
Yeah.
So we're sitting around. Brendan has these man sofas, which have remote controls and USB port charging ports on the side of these man sofas, right?
Yeah.
Which Chris inadvertently used the remote control to put the seat back and put a hole in the wall last week.
Yeah.
Because the sofa went too far back.
So
that's repaired. But the thing of it is, so we're drinking a few beers and we're going to go to Minglewood to watch the football game because Brendan doesn't pay for cable, so we can watch the football game there. So I get my cans and I put them in the trash bucket, right? And then we're walking out the door and Brendan, who's a young adult, looks at his brother, Connor, another young adult, who just like Connor leaves his empty beer cans on the coffee table, and he looks at him like, "You're gonna fucking leave that there? You're gonna clean up after yourself?" And all I could picture was if Charlene could see,
yeah, his reaction,
like now that he's a homeowner, like now you know all the years that he probably left his cans all over the place that Charlene probably picked up. Aww. Now all of a sudden he's concerned about who's leaving the cans on the coffee table.
I freaking clean the house.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, Charlene doesn't clean the house.
Not really? So I thought that was hilarious.
Are you gonna get in trouble?
She's still sleeping. She's not.
So Connor, so this is the thing that I really wanted to talk about though. You told me that you were on a flight and there was a person that was trying to bring lobsters home in a styrofoam container and it was him.
It was Connor.
You were?
Yeah, it was Connor.
And the TSA people wouldn't let you do it. And what was your reaction? What did you say?
So I was really excited. I was going to bring some glass of lobsters to my friend during graduation and had a cooler of six lobsters with ice. And me not thinking, I kind of realized ice is also water, right? So he opened up the cooler and said, you know, you can't bring water on the plane. And I was like, these are my support animals. And then he jumped off the ice. He was like, "You're good to go." You
know? They let you bring it on.
Like, thank you.
Yeah.
So Connor McCarthy gets through with the support lobsters.
The support lobsters.
Support animals on the plane.
Yeah, which goes hand in hand with one of your posts this morning, Joe. Was it this morning?
Yeah.
Where Delta Airlines and I think most airlines are trying to further define what is a support animal.
Yeah.
Because someone recently
a mini horse on a flight.
A mini horse? Oh. I've been on a flight with a pig. Miniature pig.
What?
Kangaroo.
This guy was trying to get a peacock.
Oh,
a peacock on.
Oh, you gotta check out the blog. I have a link to it in the show notes.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. So whenever you're trying to fly lobsters to your final destination, they're support animals.
Whatever you do, don't ever bring mace on a flight. One time we were traveling with Olivia from Boston to Cincinnati, and she had mace in her purse because she lives in New York, and she just thinks that's totally normal to have mace in your purse.
Right.
So we're going through the checkpoint, and suddenly we were like federal agents all around us, and they're like, "Oh, she's gonna get arrested for trying to bring mace."
The most, if there was one person that, like, if you were profiling, your daughter Liv would be the least person that I would ever think would be a threat. To be honest with you. Which is the reason she probably has the mace in her pocket.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, no question about it. So, Brendan, how was last... I mean, Connor, how was last night? Did the assassin live up to his name?
It was good. I Ubered home and made it back. It was good. It was a good night.
Where did you go?
Started at Five Corners in Marmalade. A little poke for them. They... good food, French fusion, and then took it to Rockefeller's and Town Tavern.
Which tavern?
Town Tavern, or Village Tavern.
Oh, Village Tavern.
Is that in Salem?
Yeah.
He's a big Salem guy.
Yeah, well, his buddies live in Peabody, Salem.
So he knows all the restaurants.
I was in my 20s, we used to go to Rockefeller's.
Yeah, I know.
I've never even heard of it. Where is that?
Derby Street?
Yeah, the main street there.
Yeah.
Is that Derby?
Yeah.
There was another big bar there too that we used to go to. Forget the name of it.
Rose Cup.
What is it?
Town Crier.
No,
have it on the square?
No, this was 100 years ago when Joe and I were of drinking age.
100 years ago.
Oh, well, maybe a half.
You know, all of our city councilors are going to be upset with us for using like non-paper cups.
Well, you're using them up, right? You had a bunch and you're using them up.
We're using them
up. We're going to put them through the dishwasher. But let the record show, city councilors, that these aren't our cups.
Yeah, these aren't our
cups.
The kombucha got in. Britain.
No, I know, but...
You did, Joe. You're killing the wildlife.
No, but he's using them up. What do you do with them? What do you do with the old styrofoam?
Burn it. Better
to use it up than just
I think you
the
burn
trash.
It.
You do burn styrofoam?
No, you know what I do? I crumble it up and I pretend it's food and I give it to the birds.
On that note, I think we got
Oh, Kim has topics.
Oh, Kim, yeah, let's talk about
the red sex.
Red tail hawk.
Hey, yeah.
When I was coming in, there was a beautiful red tail hawk perched on your lobster trap, and I got two pictures of him before he flew away, but while I was trying to get my camera out, he dove into one of your traps, and I think he was looking for it, because there's little bits of crusty seaweed and food
salt.
And salt.
No,
and
that's
stuff.
Styrofoam.
No, that the birds are after. So he was going after the little house sparrows.
Cool.
So I saw one circling overhead at Brace Cove yesterday.
There's been one on the back shore, nonstop.
I know a good one. What about that lark sparrow that's been here? This beautiful little sparrow, and it's been here for like 2 weeks. It's out on
really?
The causeway. But what's so rare about it is if you look at a map of its range, it's like
West Coast.
It's west.
So
it's
he's
western.
Lost.
He's something.
It's very strange for him to be.
It's very strange for him to be here.
I saw that post of yours.
Really?
Yeah. Very. But
I think those migrate. So when she does her posts about certain kind of birds and stuff, she puts like these maps. The migration.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, so
it really is
see.
Interesting.
Right. It is, so, I think it's really interesting.
So
too.
You think? I think I remember you saying at one point, sometimes it's the storms, the winds.
Storms or wind currents. Or he could have, like in a lot of species, they migrate together. The old birds show the young birds the way, and if it's a young bird and it got separated, it's not going to know where to go.
So they took a left, the flock took a left on Main Street.
Right,
but
they took a left when they should have
right.
kept going straight south.
Yeah.
So,
well,
yeah.
Joe's laptop is... losing power.
All right, that's fine. All right, we're gonna hit the Good Morning Gloss, the theme song. There we go. This is Gloss the Cast 366. Yeah, we fixed the ding, Dave. And
the ding, Dave. Dingy, Dave.
I'll do it. I'm gonna go over here. You can.
Good night, Gloucester.
All right, here we go.
And when you wake up the next day, good morning.
Where do we go?